Hechever, the very, very end of Sefer Bereishis. The very end of this special, special Sefer, the life of our fathers, of our Mishpacha, the inspiration of our life. So at the very end, we have the death of Yosef HaTzadik. And the Pasuk says, the second last Pasuk, Vayashba Yosef is Ben Yisrael Lamer, Pekod Yifkoda Lekim Etzchem, Velisem Etzatzmoysai Mizeh. Yosef HaTzadik makes Bnei Yisrael promise that they're going to take his bones out of Mitzrayim. And the final pasuk, Vayamas Yosef ben Mea v'Esar Shana, Yosef died 110 years old, Vayachantu oso, Vayisem ba'aron b'Mitzrayim. They went, mummified him, and they put him in an aron in Mitzrayim. And we find in Parshas B'Shalach, when finally, when Bnei Israel is leaving Mitzrayim, Vayikach Moshe atzmos Yosef imo. Those bones that were in the Aron, he takes with him. If all of Sefer Bereishis ends with this yesod of the atzmos Yosef being placed in the Aron, which will be eventually, and that we're being sworn that we should take that with us, and remember that oath, through the difficult years of Gullus, there has to be some deep yesod here for Gullus. There has to be some deep yesod here for each and every one of us. This is the lingering taste of all of Sefer Bereishis. So the Babish Rebbe Zeichet Zadok HaShvracha, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, he teaches us such a yesod here. Atmos can mean bones. But Atmos could be the what? The essence. The etzem. The mahus, the essence of the individual. Atzmi Yosef, his essence. The Babishcha Rebbe says, the essence of Bnei Yisrael, the Kedusha of Bnei Yisrael, is even as we go through Gullus, even as we go through the most difficult of Gullus, physical Gullus, spiritual Gullus, even when we're being lo aleinu persecuted, and even when religiously and spiritually and emotionally we fall into the darkest of places, we have to realize and we have to believe we're Bnei Yosef. In fact, until in Perek Pei, we're called Soin Yosef. We're children of Yosef, we're the flock of Yosef. And just like Yosef, what does it mean? His atzmos were in an aron, in Gullus. It means that the essence, the etzem of every yid is in an aron when we're in Gullus. What's an aron? An aron is protected. An aron is taken care of. An aron is a box that will not allow anything else to penetrate it. And so to each and every one of us, we have to believe as much as Klal Yisrael at times has gone through Gullus and will go through Gullus, our essence is pure, our essence is kadosh. Our neshama cannot be tainted. The pintle of yid cannot be destroyed. Yiddishkeit cannot be destroyed. Our essence is here. Look at us. Look at us after every gullus and every... We're still here. We're still here strong and still in the most beautiful of ways. And how? This is Gemara and Sota, Daf Yud Gimel. That talks about two arons that were being carried through the desert. There were two arons. The aron of Yosef, of Atzmos Yosef, and the Aron Abris, the Aron in the Mishkan. And what was inside the Aron? The Torah, the Luchos. You want to know how our Etzem stays strong through Gullus? Our Etzem is protected by the Aron even in Gullus? It's when we connect to that which is in the Aron Abris. The Shemira is through that. Torah is Nitzchias. The same Torah that our Heliga ancestors were learning. The same Torah. The same Torah that the Baal Shem Tov was learning. The same Torah that Rabbi Kiva Eger was learning. The same Torah that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were learning. The same Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to Yeshua and the Zakenim and God's Klal Yisrael is the same Torah that you and I have the schus to learn. And that's the Torah, which is the guidelines of life. That's a Torah, like we were talking before, of Istakel Baraisu Bari Alma. The Torah that gives us the light of clarity of how to survive in this world of Sheker. And when I have that Torah that's protected by the Aron, then my Etzem, my Mahus, my essence is protected by the Aron. Chever, wherever we are, whatever we go through, always connect to Torah. Always be Koveit in the Torah. And we'll see, we'll always be protected. We'll always be Kadosh, no matter where we go, no matter what we go through, until we're Zoyche. Just like Klal Yisrael, Moshe pulled us out, took the Atzmos Yosef out, so to our Atzmos will be taken out to the Gula Shleimoth, Mishneh Keno, Bimhera, Bimeno, Bekarov, Mamish. Have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh.